Tape script 11.5. Family Secrets. Part 1. My Japanese Aunt.
My grandfather was not a black sheep in the sense that he was sent away by his family, but he was rather a naughty man. He was a silk dealer in Japan. And I'm trying to think of, the early part of this century. And as was the custom with European families in Japan, they had servants in the family. And my grandfather had an affair with the maid of the household. And from that affair, a daughter was born. And in fact, unlike many black sheep, my grandfather took responsibility for his offspring and kept her in the house and in the family, and in fact made sure she had an education. And when his wife eventually died, he did marry this Japanese maid. I found out about this story through my mother, who was in her teens at the time that the baby was born, and of course was still alive and living at home when her mother died and when her father married again. And it was obviously something very distressing for my mother, because she had never mentioned it to me or any of my sisters until one dramatic day when her sister-in-law, at the dinner table with us present, asked my mother if she'd ever heard from Yuri. And we innocently asked, "Who is Yuri?" And this tale came out. I think it took my mother a long time to forgive her sister-in-law for this indiscretion. The indiscretion was totally innocent. My aunt had no idea that we were in the dark about this or that my mother was so sensitive about it. But the interesting follow-up for me was that when I went to Japan about 16 years ago with my husband, my mother's stepsister, half-sister, was actually living in Japan at that time, having married a Swiss businessman who had business in Japan. So I met my, I call her my half-aunt, and I even met her mother, who was still alive, living in Tokyo. And the amazing thing for me was to go to a country as foreign as Japan and find that I actually had Japanese family as a result of the black sheep adventures of my grandfather.
Part 2. My Canadian Aunt.
This is the main story in my family, actually. It's the story of my great aunt's birth. She was born in Winnipeg in 1900, in December, on December the 13th. And when she was born at home, and when she was born, she was blue and wasn't breathing. And the midwife said to the mother, "Well, I'm terribly sorry. There's nothing that we can do about this. The child isn't breathing." And the grandmother, who was present at the birth, said, "Stuff and nonsense, give me that child." And she grabbed the baby, and she went downstairs, and she opened the door to the oven of the wood stove, and she put my great aunt in the oven. And lo and behold, a few minutes later, a great cry came from the oven, and my great aunt had been born. And my great aunt is still alive and is still able to tell this story.